This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for Maldives after concluding his landmark visit to the United Kingdom last night. Mr. Modi will be on a two-day visit to Maldives beginning today at the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi and Maldives President Dr. Muizu will jointly review the progress of comprehensive economic and security maritime partnership. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to meet other Maldivian leaders for discussions on a range of bilateral issues. Some MOUs, agreements in the areas of bilateral cooperation are expected to be signed in this visit, along with inauguration of various infrastructure projects. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will be the guest of honor at Maldives' 68th Independence Day celebration. This year also marks 60th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Maldives. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Male, Maldives.
Talking to Akashwani News, Indian High Commissioner to Maldives G. Balasubramaniam said that Prime Minister Modi and Maldivian President Muizu will take stock of the progress in the implementation of India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership.
Maritime security, of emergency financial assistance, developmental assistance, people-to-people contacts, increasing the trade and economic relations between the two countries. These are the areas in which both the countries are working very solidly, and there have been many negotiations that have taken place, and some of those things would certainly be signed during the visit of Prime Minister Modi.
Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi held talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in London. The two leaders discussed regional and global issues of mutual interest. India and UK also signed a landmark free trade agreement, FTA, which is expected to enhance bilateral trade, investment and job creation. After the signing of the FTA, Prime Minister Modi said this is a historic day in bilateral relations between India and UK. He said this agreement will be beneficial to the youth, farmers, MSME sectors in India.
मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि कई वर्षों की मेहनत के बाद दोनों देशों के बीच कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक एंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न हुआ है। यह समझौता मात्र आर्थिक साझेदारी नहीं बल्कि साझा समृद्धि की योजना है।
The Election Commission has said that over 99% electors have been covered in Bihar under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. In a statement, the EC said that according to local BLOs, 1 lakh electors are untraceable. The poll body said 21.6 lakh electors have been found deceased, over 31.5 lakh permanently migrated and 7 lakh electors found enrolled at more than one place. Despite door-to-door visits by local BLOs, forms of around 7 lakh electors have still not been received. The draft electoral roll will be published on 1st of next month. In Ladakh, the 26th Kargil Vijay Divas is being observed from today with a series of patriotic events in Dras Kargil to honour the sacrifices of the Indian Armed Forces during the 1999 Kargil War. One of the main highlights of the day is the installation of the national flag at the Zojila War Memorial, symbolising national pride and the indomitable spirit of the Indian soldiers. The India Meteorological Department has issued red alert in Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra for extremely heavy rainfall today. In southern part of the country, heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will be present over Kerala, Mahi and coastal and south interior Karnataka during the next 5 days. French President Emmanuel Macron said that France will officially recognize a Palestinian state during the United Nations General Assembly in September. In his social media post, the French president said this decision to recognize the state of Palestine has been taken in accordance with the historic commitment of France to a just and lasting peace in the Middle East. He said the urgent need today is for the war in Gaza to end and for the civilian population to be rescued. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty fell in opening trade today, with both slipping below the psychologically important levels of 82,000 and 25,000. The BSE Sensex declined 357 points to 81,826, while the NSE Nifty dropped 115 points to 24,946 as investors assessed the implications of the newly signed India-UK FTA. And that is the end of this news bulletin.